Many school districts are conducting an experiment this year. They're outright banning cell phones. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen takes us to one Colorado high school to see how it's going.
It's the third day of school at Doherty High in Colorado Springs. 1,700 teenagers file through the doors as security guard Lonnie Barrett checks IDs.
Good morning, thank you.
This year, he's also inspecting cell phones.
Can I see your phone?
According to a new policy, students need to put their phones away all day inside special pouches. Barrett checks each one. And only a few minutes into the morning rush, he's found a pouch that's suspicious.
What is this? This isn't a phone. This is a box of extra gum.
He hands the student the gum stuffed inside in place of a phone. Barrett says this happens a few times each morning.
They'll put like empty cases or even an old broken phone that doesn't even work anymore. They'll try to put that in there and sneak it past us. It's been entertaining.
Many kids simply tell him they left their phones at home. He has his doubts.
You don't have yours?
So he reminds them there are consequences if they're caught with their phones. Standing nearby is the principal, Hillary Hinton.
Wait, where's your phone? Is it in there?
Yeah.
She explains to me how the system works. The gray fabric pouches are designed by a company called Yonder. They magnetically lock, so the phones are trapped all day. To unlock them requires visiting a magnet station by the front office.
You just hit one on the side of the Yonder pouch to the magnet.
The pouches cost the district more than $300,000, but Hyten says rampant cell phone use reached a point where doing something felt necessary.
In classrooms, it turned into a lot of power struggles. Students didn't want to put their phones away or give up their phones.
School leaders also cite the research showing phones and social media are harmful for youth mental health. Lots of districts around the region agree. This year, schools in the Salt Lake City, Las Vegas, and Boise areas are declaring their campuses and classrooms phone-free. Others ditched them last year.
This is the best policy change we've ever made in my career of 28 years.
Jim Foudy is a superintendent of a school district in Idaho. He says their ban has gone smoothly.
We actually hired a teacher who had a few different job offers and said that he chose to work for Blaine County because this policy was in place.
Back at Doherty High, students in Aaron Onfeldt's English class are passing around a ball of yarn. It's a lesson about connections between each other and books they'll read. Onfeldt says he feels like he did when he began teaching, before smartphones were everywhere.
I think it's a courageous move.
In the first week, he's already noticed a difference. Last year, when he gave students a break between lessons, they'd pick up their phones.
This year, every time I give them a 5-minute break, they just talk to each other. So then that makes the feel of a community in a classroom way more powerful.
I hate this new phone system a lot.
Eli Howard is a junior. He doesn't think the policy will make students pay attention in class, and he worries about safety. Earlier in the morning, the school was put on a hold during a potential emergency. It turned out to be nothing, but Howard was scared.
I was like, dude, what if there's someone in here and my mom and dad, I can't talk to them.
Other students, like Dante Click, say they understand where the school is coming from.
I don't think adults are crazy for this one. Kids are definitely on their phone too much, but I think it's gonna backfire on them.
Click says some kids are breaking the pouches, and many ask Principal Hinton why the school is doing this to them.
I say I care about you and I care about your education, and I want to make sure that you have the tools and the skills and the competencies that are going to make you successful in life.
She says phones are a distraction from that success. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.